Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
And your conversation is after.
Okay.
We've been talking about things offline here in case you folks listening are wondering, did I just jump in half the conversation?
Yes.
Kind of, you did. These conversations sort of never end here at Free Talk Live. At some point, somebody suggested, I think it was during the Crypto 6 raid or the aftermath of that, where we had, I think, Joe from Breaking the Flaw was in here with his YouTube camera, and the only way we could broadcast was by just him broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. That was like day one of the raid. That was the day of the raid after all the equipment went missing.
And so there was a day where not only did we actually get Free Talk Live back on the air and we're broadcasting, but during the breaks, if you went over to Breaking the Flaw, Joe's YouTube channel, you could hear the conversation during the break as well. And somebody went ahead and eventually sewed those two things together so that you heard the actual radio broadcast, but then we took the audio of Joa's YouTube camera and cut that in during the break so that, as you're watching, like, the Odyssey replay or whatever, you can hear the conversation during the breaks. We haven't made any progress on that.
I always thought that should be an app perk.
Right. And many folks have voiced that same thing. Hopefully, in the future, we can incorporate things like that into these ideas. But at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Bakeless Mountain Air
and Richie Rich.
And I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, in the first chair tonight.
All right.
I know I didn't do the whole thing.
You told me it was a Sunday thing to do the whole thing.
That's why I didn't do the whole thing. Yeah.
It's like, I was waiting for him to finish.
I was looking at you like you're like.
I remember.
Right. We've been talking about this article.
I found that inauthentic.
Which part?
That he's not the authentic.
That he didn't say authentic in the or do the Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Nice.
But now that I've said both of those, I vicariously have completed.
Tune in tomorrow night to hear it concisely done in one take,
yes, if you will.
At the first as hour, too. At the first hour as well.
Ooh! He needs that.
No, that's mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yours is as it were.
Right, yes.
Richie Rich, as it were.
I mean, I came up with the long one. I'll share it with you off air because I promised I'd only do it once on air.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fair.
Got to keep your promises.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this article from LouRockwell.com. There is no legitimate role for any government or rule. And it has been focused on, basically the illegitimacy of authority and what exactly government does. It goes on to say government controls the executive, the Congress, the courts, including what is referred to as the Supreme Court. It controls the police, the military, and all aspects of total regulation of people and commerce. Those involved in this fraud will rarely, if ever, be investigated or held to account for criminal activity because they own and control all of the judicial systems. Asking for the state to police itself is ludicrous beyond sanity. One cannot be charged for investigating or prosecuting himself, so the oligarchs are safe in their separation from the common man.
Yeah, the cops with their internal affairs division.
And what's the qualified immunity?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's the big nomenclature. What was the word?
I'm allowed to do
the
it.
Words? The long words?
The sesquipedalian words.
The sesquipedalian.
Nine.
Yes. Those who scream for the government to investigate or police itself, to set up commissions to find truth, to limit its power voluntarily, to prosecute and punish its members for crimes, or to abide by some ridiculous constitution that they alone drafted, are utter fools who have not the ability to think clearly or apply any logic, reason, or honesty concerning these matters. They should be ignored, laughed at, and abandoned by any thinking individual.
They should be, but they outnumber us, and they vote.
What this boils down to concerning the state is this. Most everything is a lie. Most everything is propaganda. Most everything detrimental is planned in advance and intentionally executed. Many, if not most, evil acts are false flags. Most everything government does is criminal. Most every action and adverse event is purposefully staged and a scam.
You're the conspiracy theorist, generally, Peakless.
Excuse me. Okay. Conspiracy realist.
Okay. The main shooter.
The main shooter?
Conspiracy? False flag?
M-A-I-N-E, not
M-A-I. Oh, the main shooter. I haven't looked into it yet.
Okay.
I scarcely know that there was a shooter in Maine, and, like, the news has just been like, main shooter, main shooter, main shooter, main shooter. And, like, I've seen, like, some politicians saying things like, we must take away your guns.
That's
as
part
of this, yeah.
So,
yeah, so never let a good crisis go to waste.
Okay.
So they are doing everything. So let's take this at face value, all right? They are doing everything in their power to make us insane all of the time.
Right.
From time to time, it works. So you get a guy like this, whichever random shooter, pick a guy. So this happens, and it serves as a way to go, see, this is why you have to be ruled by us. You need to give up more of your liberties, your powers, so that we can keep you all safe.
They brought up the fact that he used an AR-15. You know, the common modern sporting rifle.
Yeah. Well, and this goes back to what I've been saying about, like, we're actually on the edge of victory here. That's why they're going so nuts. Like, they usually don't scare the right-wingers with the possibility of losing their guns. Because that puts them in opposition to the government. But now they're doing red flag laws left and right. They're making a health emergency in New Mexico so that they can tell you you're not allowed to have a gun in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually going after this stuff because we're close. So, yeah, they're going to use the main shooter as, he's using an AR-15. You guys can't have these. You can't be trusted with these. Only we can be trusted with these.
And just so everybody knows, that's five more than the AR-10.
It's five more.
You can confuse people.
Don't make it harder than it has to be. But
if you have an AR-15 and don't have an AR-10, go get yourself an AR-10 as well.
No, do you just need to get an AR-5 to go along with your AR-10, and then you
so
put them together?
So if I attach my AR-5
have,
to my AR-10, it just, becomes an AR-15.
Right, it's like a mecha gun. You just duct tape them together, and I'm being facetious.
Wait, so can I take it apart like they did in Johnny Mnemonic, and like I've got this rifle, and I just take this off, this off, this off, this off. Now I've got a pistol.
You're being facetious, but there's a YouTube channel that I follow, and they do cursed gun images, and it's weird stuff like that.
Is it like the iconic, it's spread out on a bed, but it's just camera equipment in the shape of, like, you know, what people commonly refer to as an assault rifle?
Yeah. Nobody should own all this stuff.
Right, and it's just like a camera and a tripod. And you know, stand and a bag.
This is actual, like, the Smith and Methson guy. Like, it's a whole, you know, it's like 10 minutes periodic episodes of just the worst cobbled together firearms you've ever seen.
Oh god!
You're like, did someone actually try to fire this?
Wow!
You know, who would do this?
But you see,
does he have a perfectly blooper reel?
He runs like a little blooper reel at the end of the episode. Okay. Okay, that's all right.
So, like this article was saying at the beginning of it,
running for Congress,
it's a religious structure, and we mere mortals can't be trusted with an AR-15. They're too powerful. We have to let the gods have the AR-15.
Right. To anyone who says,
yeah, get an AR-10. It's better.
To anyone who says guns are the problem,
get a mill. It's the best.
Because it's an Israeli weapon?
No, because it uses the NATO round, which is the most common round on Earth, and it is as unlikely to stop working as an AK-47.
Okay.
To anyone who says, guns are the problem, we need to get rid of guns, I implore you to take that first step via government and have government lay down their guns first.
Mm.
Show us how it's done. Show us that you can solve problems without your guns. Show us that you can protect your own selves, much less us, without any guns. Show us that you can come to agreements with other countries, with other people, without the use of guns, without the use of bombs.
Also a platitude, because there are other countries that have disarmed their citizens, right, and for the most part disarmed the police. Right, well, like the cops in Britain don't carry guns.
Halt,
on a day.
Or you'll halt again.
Right. You know, Finland, the least amount of firearm deaths there. I believe they're generally unarmed on the police force because the population doesn't fear them, and they don't fear the population. So there are examples of, like, disarmed policing that seems to work in other countries.
There are examples of a lot of things that work only in Finland.
Okay. But the model is there for, like see, if it works there, you like can Finns? Have the guns here.
Like Finns? Do they work in Finland?
They do.
Okay.
They do. It's called the laboring population of the country.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Someone who's not a Finn, it's Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Major.
Well, let's see. At first you were talking about cell ounces and, you know, grams and the metric system and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then I got to thinking about that. Back when I first started smoking pot, there were still some old hippies selling lids. You know what a lid is?
How many joints are in a lid? Two? Yeah, I roll big joints, man. Our judges say that's okay. They roll big joints, too.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a take
yeah,
from
well, they
G-tong
might
Chong.
Roll them with big bamboos for a whole lid. Because you take a 5-pound coffee can and you just kind of fold it a little bit and make a scoop out of it. Poke it into the garbage bag and dump it into the sandwich bag. And it usually ended up being an heavy ounce, you know, 1.25 ounces or so.
Yeah.
So they could have gotten a portion cup, but went with a coffee can lid.
Because it was common, right? Coffee okay. can lids were everywhere. That's how you bought coffee. Very few people right. back in the day bought, like, whole beans and ground themselves. There was no espresso machines. There was
it
no,
was before the invention of the K-cup.
Yeah, well before.
It was a lot cheaper then, too, so it didn't really bother the guy if he lost, you know.
And more seating.
I've got, like, 3 sets of measuring cups in my kitchen. I could easily find something instead of a coffee can.
Well, you would have been a better drug dealer than most.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I tried to be a drug investor, but my salesman stole the money and ran.
Sorry to hear
they
that.
They will do that. Got to watch who you invest in.
So what else, Major?
Okay, now, on to Kilroy. I remember Kilroy all the way back to World War II.
Right.
Yeah, and I have always wondered the original origin of that. It's one of those things that's made me go, hmm.
Have you tried Uncle Google?
Fortunately, I don't do the YouTube.
Fortunately, I have a magic rectangle in front of me. And the magic rectangle, when I just typed in Kilroy was here, says, Kilroy was here is a meme long before the internet.
Ooh.
I'm adding long before the internet because I know okay. that it was a meme. It's basically a little drawing of a guy with a long nose that hangs over the edge of whatever he's looking at and has 2 little hands and then like a little head with like 1 squiggle of hair.
Okay. Like Wilson from Home Improvement?
A little bit, yeah, okay. except more cartoonish.
All right.
Kilroy was here is a meme that became popular during World War II, typically seen in graffiti. Its origin is debated. But the phrase and the distinctive accompanying doodle became associated with GIs in the 1940s. A bald-headed man with a prominent nose peeking over a wall with his fingers clutching the wall. So, there you have it.
Yeah, they still don't give you the origin. Damn it.
Well, I mean, that was the first thing that popped up. The prehistory of Kilroy was here says, this is from thoughtco.com.
Asking a stoner what the importance of 420 is.
You're going to get so many answers.
Oh, I thought that was a real specific one, that it was the police code for drugs.
Is it?
That's my understanding, too.
That's what I heard.
Was that, like, it was, but it was
although
specifically...
Although I have also heard that, no, there was this massive raid that happened at 4:20 in the morning.
I heard it was specifically California police, maybe even as narrowed down as, like, Los Angeles, for example.
All right.
Los Angeles being a big area, but that was their code for, like, yes, we've got a 4:20 in progress out over around the corner of blah, blah, and blah, blah street or whatever, right? That's my understanding. However, there are many tales of the origin of 4:20, not all of them are that.
I mean, you got the magic rectangle. Can we see what the California police code
Let's
for drugs
get through and Kilroy was here. You all also right. have our magic rectangle. You should cue that up while I'm going through this.
All right, talk to the Major.
Where did the meme come from? 50 years, hang on, Major. 50 years before the invention of the internet, Kilroy was here, was a meme. Well, graffiti itself has been around for thousands of years, but the Kilroy drawing seems to have derived from a similar graffito. Foo was here, popular amongst Australian servicemen during World War I. This was also a depiction of a big-nosed cartoon figure peering over a wall, but was not accompanied by any words. Around the same time Kilroy was popping up in unexpected places in the U.S., another doodle, Mr. Chad, was appearing in England. The Chad doodle may have derived from the Greek symbol for omega, or it may have been a simplified adaptation of a circuit diagram. Whatever the case, it carried the same "someone is watching" connotation as Kilroy. At some point, shortly before the outbreak of World War II, it seems Foo, Chad, and Kilroy merged their mimetic DNA and mutated into the classic "Kilroy was here." So apparently, Kilroy was here was, you know, born of three different memes, and they all sort of unified and became Kilroy during World War II.
I like the Australian soldier one. I wonder what the FO stands for.
Illegal use of drugs is 212.
212. Oh, as far as the 4:20 thing?
Right.
They don't have one for 4:20.
It was in Berkeley, California, and there was a college campus there, and there was a high school on the campus. And at 4:20, about half a dozen kids would go meet by this statue of... I don't remember who the hell it was, but they'd go sit in, because that was just after the school shut up before they went home. So they'd go puff a hippie stick under the statue, and portably, that's the story I heard.
That is one of the stories, yes.
From History.com, many don't know the origins of the 4:20 reference, but have vague recollections. Some believe it's the number of active chemicals in marijuana. Others that it's based on tea time in Holland. Some reference the birthday of Adolf Hitler as April 20th, 1889. And others Bob Dylan's legendary "Everybody Must Get Stoned" song, refrain from his "Rainy Day Women" number 12 and 35. 12 multiplied by 35 does equal 4:20.
So now you got to do math.
Right. I've got an alternate one here.
I was told there'd be no math.
I've got an alternate one. In 1971, five high school students in San Rafael, California,
bingo,
used the term 4:20 in connection with a plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop based on a treasure map made by the grower, calling themselves the Waldos.
The Waldos, right, yeah.
Because their typical hangout spot was a wall outside of the school, the five students designated the Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place, and 4:20 as their meeting time. The Waldos referred to this plan with the phrase 4:20 Lewis. After several failed attempts to find the crop, the group eventually shortened their phrase to 4:20, which ultimately evolved into a code word the teens used to refer to consuming cannabis.
Also one of the stores.
Yeah, my ex-wife tried to convince me at one time that this came out of the Bible. Because somewhere in the Bible it said God gave us all the green plants. And she tried to tell me it was chapter 4:20 of some damn book, and I looked it up, and they didn't jive.
I have given you all the seed-bearing plants on the earth to use.
That's true. Now, hold on the Bible one. There is a possibility that anointing oil included cannabis as one of its required ingredients.
It's not just ointment. It's anointment.
Yeah. The original word being cannabosum.
Okay.
And
there's a good pseudonym. Hi, I'm Kenny Bosom.
So does that verse in the Bible have any relation to chapter 4, verse 20?
I don't know.
Okay.
This article expands on your bit about the Waldos. It says that they were, in fact, in search of free weed. Their meeting time, 4:20 p.m. after practice. They were all athletes. The Waldos would pile into a car, smoke some pot, and scour the nearby Point Reyes forest for the elusive free herb.
Anyone ever tell them Tom Stafu? There ain't no such thing as free weed.
Yeah. One of the original members of the Waldos, Steve Capper, told the Huffington Post, "We would remind each other in the hallways. We were supposed to meet at 4:20. It originally started out 4:20 Lewis, and we eventually dropped the Lewis." So Louis Pasteur, right, is the Lewis they dropped. "Never did they score a free bud, but perhaps they stumbled onto something more lasting. The term 4:20 was coined, allowing the high schoolers to discuss smoking pot without their parents or teachers knowing. Secret code."
Ooh.
Major?
Well, I just, too bad they never found the crop, but then, you know, if I was to draw you a map to a half an acre I'd grown, I wouldn't do that unless I thought somebody was watching it, and I was scared to go harvest it myself.
Yeah, the whole treasure map thing is basically not a thing that ever happens. Like, it was out of a story about pirates, but pirates didn't do that. Pirates spent their money
on liquor and whores,
on rum and prostitutes.
Not necessarily in that order.
Indeed. Usually simultaneously.
Well, generally the captain might have something to bury after a few missions. But as far as the regular seafaring chap, yeah, he'd burn all his money in port.
Then buried in port in one of the prostitutes.
So I think you're buying into this myth that the leader is different from the people. And captains want rum just as bad as everybody else.
Yes, I do.
And captains are always after that booty.
Yes, I am. Also, Jameson.
And do you, Captain, have a buried treasure somewhere?
Well, don't admit it on air if you do.
No, I don't.
And thus began the search for Captain's treasure.
Major, what were you saying?
The captain is the one that owns the ship, and he's probably the most badass of the bunch. That's why he's the captain.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, he's still going to spend his share on hookers and booze.
Just better hookers and better booze.
Yes. He gets two shares.
That is how it works, at least on the commercial fishing ships that I've
Oh, no,
on.
That like it's a matter of historical,
are a real thing.
No, it's a matter of historical record. They actually made specific contracts of, like, here's what you get if you lose a hand and all that. And, yeah, the standard practice was that the captain got a double share. The first mate and the sergeant-at-arms
share and a half.
Would get share and a half.
Yep.
And if you happen to have, if you happen to be lucky enough to have a medic on board, you usually got a share and a half, too.
Yeah, we had, it was two shares for the captain. A share and a half for the mechanic, for the cook, right, who was also, you know, a hand, right? Like, they didn't just cook.
Yep.
And the mechanic didn't just mechanic, right? He did these things in addition to also fishing. Man. Right, yeah. What were you saying, maybe?
Yeah, you better get the sugar bump or you're not going to be eating so good.
Right.
A sugar bump? I thought that was when a girl was pregnant. It's not a sugar bump?
No, I never met one named Sugar.
Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. The final segment of Free Talk Live still to come. We've got more to talk about, plus more of your calls and thoughts. 603-283-6160.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The sitting president is losing favor with his own party.
President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democratic respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop from the previous month. Meanwhile, 35% of independent voters expressed approval, down 4 percentage points from September. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially getting a little bit closer to a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions persisted into Friday morning, and the proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. Packaged chopped onions are under a recall due to a salmonella outbreak. Gill's brand diced yellow or red onions have led to reported cases in 22 states. The CDC has documented a total of 73 cases nationwide. It's crucial to discard the affected packages as cooking will not eliminate the salmonella risk. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can tune in. Basically, we have programming 7 nights a week. The live show from the Keene, New Hampshire studio is on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I would like to say welcome to Gardner Goldsmith.
Yes!
Who premiered last night as one of the Free Talk Live family of shows.
You have no idea how thrilled I was to see his name back in my podcast feed.
Nice. Yeah, we welcomed him back. There was, as things go, without Wizard Number One around, we weren't completely certain if we were going to get this episode live Friday night. And it turns out we were able to do so. And so we premiered his first Friday episode last night. You can go find it over at freetalklive.com. Just find the archives. You'll see Gardner Goldsmith. It's called Liberty Conspiracy.
Yep.
And the deal is we expect him to do a show every Friday for us.
I was at one point in time in my life, like Free Talk Live and Liberty Conspiracy were the two shows that I actually donated money to.
Really?
Like I was a member of his like inner cabal or whatever he called it.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, I went broke and he stopped producing that sort of content, but that
My favorite. My absolute favorite.
I got to have a couple of conversations with him as this was as we were leading up to this.
I'm jealous.
Technical things, you know, behind the scenes. Oh, go here and do that. Or, no, you got to click this instead of that. Or, oh, you're not connecting because whatever, right?
Text. I'll be listening to it on my drive home tonight.
But great conversation. The dude is totally excited to be part of the Free Talk Live family. We're also stoked to have him. So it's a nice mutually beneficial agreement that we've come to a Rove.
I think he is one of the best communicators of the liberty philosophy that I have ever heard.
Friday night.
Nice.
Yep. Every Friday night going forward, that's the plan. Gardner Goldsmith will be doing Liberty Conspiracy as part of the Free Talk Live network of shows.
I got to say, I miss the days when I could every night of the week call in and know that I could be on Free Talk Live.
It'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, all good things in good time and all that kind of a thing.
Just give it 8 years.
Could be less.
Too soon.
But in addition to announcing Gardner Goldsmith and his Liberty Conspiracy joining Free Talk Live, I would like to ask all of our Free Talk Live listeners to visit ariadimezzo.com, ariadimezzo.com, and write her. Send her a letter, send her a postcard, journal to her if you'd like to. She has been hearing from, non-libertarians primarily, but she could really use to hear from more libertarian-type people. So please go visit ariadimezzo.com and send her something, a letter, a postcard, handwritten is best, or typed out and printed on your computer printer will get there. Don't use crayon or colored pencil because they'll flag that. And, of course, you know, it's federal prison, all that kind of stuff. So stick to black and white ink, black and white or blue ink on white paper. Don't over-decorate the envelope or anything like that. But do send some letters or other stuff to Aria DeMezzo. Also, you can visit freekeene.com, freekeene.com, and find the article where there's information on how to write to Ian Freeman. He's in Merrimack County Jail currently, being held until his next series of hearings, whenever those might be, you know how government is. So you can currently write to him while he's still at Merrimack, and there's instructions over at freekeene.com. Both Ian and Aria need to hear from you guys. Especially if you're a longtime listener, you know, and that kind of a thing. They'd love to hear from you guys. Give them something to do. Keep their minds occupied and sort of, you know, on the prize of getting out.
Send them jokes in two parts.
All of that kind of thing, yes.
Like send the setup in like the first letter and then wait 2 weeks and send the punchline in the second letter. Like, hey, Ian, how do you keep a prisoner in suspense?
Jesus. He'd probably actually enjoy it. And then dot, dot, dot. And then he's got to wait like 2 weeks to get the next letter.
Right.
That just says, oh, put him in jail, right?
Well, you just don't send the second one. Then he's in suspense the whole time. That's a one-liner.
Or
the punchline is like that.
You're an evil man. Also, just to get this business out of the way, I want to say thank you to Gnostic Wretch. A Gnostic Wretch is a silver-level amplifier. That means that they give $5 a month to the amplifier program. What is an amplifier? Well, you can visit amps.freetalklive.com. Anyone who contributes there is an amplifier. AMPS stands for Advertise, Marketing, Promote, and Support. So your $5 or more, you can go 10, 25, 50. There's different levels. It's a Patreon-type setup if you're familiar with that. But if you think that this is an enjoyable show, you like the perspective of peace, freedom, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, if you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. We're on something like 180 radio stations now. We could be on 200, 250, 300, 350 is not even out of the question. It's all up to you. amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Gnostic Wretch. We appreciate you and your contribution to the show. All right, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's try this one again. Navid in New Mexico.
No, it doesn't. It stands for Amplify, Market, and Promote. Ask Bonnie.
Ooh. It's Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, but that's fine.
No, Bonnie says it's Amplify, Market, and Promote.
All right, well, I'm in the first chair tonight.
Cap. Cage match, Captain versus Bonnie.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? I outweigh her by, like, 2.5 times.
Yeah, she's just gonna be like Skipper and Gilligan. She's gonna run circles around you.
Have you not seen the first UFC?
I think that she has the heart of a champion, and you do not have the heart.
I'm the lumbering ogre.
I think that I think that you would be like, Bonnie, I can't fight you, and she would tear your heart out and take a bite out of it. That's how I think that fight would go.
She has fingernails, and she can pull hair. Oh, wait, chin hair.
Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And I don't think Bonnie can take too many of those.
I had a beer with that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike Breeson,
yes.
What?
Mike Tyson. Tyson, Breeson, whatever.
Was it some guy named Mike?
I think that's what happens when we try and talk over each other.
I think he got punched in the mouth by Mike Breeson.
Was it some guy named Mike that had a job at, like, the Tyson Chicken Factory?
Well, that's another story. A buddy of mine that I used to fly with, he flew for Don Tyson, told me all about Don Tyson's wild parties in the hot tub with the bikini clad and sometimes lacking a bikini clad young lady.
Chicks or chickens?
Both.
It's Arkansas,
dude. They have both.
Can you imagine walking into a room where there's a hot tub and there's like some, you know, 70s sleazy guy in the tub, right? He's got his shades on and like a, you know, champagne in one hand.
And chest hair and a porn star mustache.
And he's surrounded by like either naked or bikini wearing chickens.
No, you got to have like baby chicks.
And you're like, what are you
just
doing?
Just chicks everywhere.
And he's like, I'm making soup.
I seen a picture of a dude's house, Halloween costume.
Cut up some celery and some carrots, and then you make soup.
He was dressed like a hospital
eat your
patient.
Soup now.
Good. I wouldn't either.
I seen a picture of a guy's hospital costume. He was dressed like a Halloween costume, dressed like a hospital patient.
Okay.
And he's surrounded by three gorgeous women. And a sign that said, like, sick of these hoes.
That's funny. David?
I am not a theoretical physicist. However, my cousin... Well,
that's who we invited to call.
But my cousin, who won a Nobel Prize in physics, was a theoretical physicist. And I have questions for Lee, a.k.a. the Peakless Mountaineer.
Why don't you ask your cousin? He's probably got the correct answers.
Shoot. I think he's dead.
Hey. Don't make me pull the Pope card and say, okay, I'm declaring myself infallible.
So, Lee.
Actually slid out of the way on that one, too.
Lee, okay, so you and the captain can see each other right now, presumably.
Appears to be the case.
You can believe that if you want to.
Okay. When you see the captain, what exactly are you seeing? And I'm not don't insult the captain here. That's not what I'm not trying to give you. Set you up with a softball there.
So I'm perceiving my neural interpretation of
looks
the
like
photons.
Food, maybe a stud muffin.
A light that bounced off the captain. I think I heard you say.
Yeah, I'm perceiving my neural interpretations of the photons that bounced off the captain.
Okay, so you're not actually seeing particles of the captain. You're seeing particles of something else that bounced off of him.
Correct. Well, okay. I'm not even seeing those. I'm seeing my neural interpretation
of that energy. Right, the interpretation. Right, got it. Understood. But for purposes of being expeditious somewhat, I'll just
say... Well, no, I think it's important to know that you will never know the truth. You cannot perceive reality directly.
True.
Then is there an objective reality?
Yes. I just want to know, David, is your theoretical physicist cousin, is his name Sheldon?
No, his name is written on the lab at in Livermore and in Berkeley. Lawrence, Livermore Lab, that's him, Lawrence.
Okay.
But he's dead, so don't call him.
Presumably.
Presumably. So
do people ever really die?
Yes.
You're seeing the neural interpretation of particles bouncing off of the captain.
Right.
So if
photons are in fact particles, which is debatable.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
I mean, they're kind of wavicles.
Whatever you sense bouncing off of me, bouncing back to you.
Why can't the captain, since the captain is not what you're seeing are just particles, or what you're interpreting are just particles
and
bouncing
waves
off of the captain, that why can't the captain himself physically travel faster than those particles bouncing off of him?
Why can't he travel faster than light? Well, okay, yeah. So you've got two problems here. First is getting to light speed, which would require an infinite amount of energy. Like, well, as you approach light speed, the cost of accelerating any further is exponentially higher and higher. So to actually reach light speed at anything that had mass, which is part of how photons work, is they're massless particles. And since they have no mass, they don't require an infinite amount of energy to go at light speed. Whereas anything that has mass, which the captain has mass, would require an infinite amount of energy even to reach light speed, let alone go faster.
Let's go off on that tangent.
Sure.
So if you're in space and you're as far away from any other heavenly bodies, you know, like the girls, the chicks in Don Tyson's hot tub.
All right.
If you're as far away from other heavenly bodies that would have any sort of gravitational effect on you, and you're in space and you're in a vacuum, if you're going 1 mile an hour to accelerate to 2 miles an hour, you could do it with just a small amount of energy, right? Because there's nothing stopping you other than inertia, right?
Well, you got a real problem there, actually. Like, what's your point of reference? Because if you're actually at the point where no gravitation of any body is affecting you, you kind of have no frame of reference.
Well, the frame of reference is your starting position. You yourself, the point in space where you reside when you begin the experiment of going from 1 mile an hour to 2 miles an hour, that's the point in space at which you are at.
Okay.
And so to go from 1 mile an hour to 2 miles an hour to double your speed takes almost zero energy, right? Especially if you can take as long as you want. You can take as long as you want to go from 1 mile an hour to 2 miles an hour so that overcoming the inertia of your own body, which is significant in the case of the captain, is not an issue in this mathematical equation.
Now he's insulting the captain.
He is. I caught that.
No, I'm just riffing on what Lee had said. Okay?
So I suggested that he's like a non-photonic being
with mass.
You, on the other hand, are making fun of him.
No, I'm not.
I'd just like to clarify that I am not from Mass, nor do I visit Mass on any frequent basis. So
yeah, don't Mass up New Hampshire.
I have no
so
Mass.
You're not a Mass hole.
Correct.
You are not a Mass hole?
Not near as I can tell. Hey, David, thanks for the call, man.
Oh, all right.
I never got to find out what the physics questions we had.
We have other calls to get to. Let's go to this unscreened caller.
Entertainment first, education second.
This unscreened caller, what's your name? You're live on Free Talk Live Radio.
Hello, it's Jeremy in Australia.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good. What's on your mind? You're live on the radio.
I just wanted to find out if Ian is able to listen to the show in prison.
I don't know that he's able to do so yet. I say that because I'm under the impression that there is a radio station that does broadcast our show that will reach him in Merrimack County. However, he's being held in a situation where he has not yet been allowed to purchase any sort of a receiving device that is a radio, for example, which apparently he did have when they were holding him in Merrimack County previously, before he got out on bail. And so he was able to get a radio at some point, you know, when they first arrested him and held him for 69 days or whatever it was, a little more than that perhaps. So he was able to get a radio and listen to the show then, but up until this point, no, he has not been able to listen.
Just skip a meal and trade it for somebody else's radio.
Well, I've just been thinking about what to send him in a letter, and I thought I've got some transcripting software. I can make some transcripts of the show to send him in the letter.
Yeah, he does have, believe it or not, something that resembles a tablet. And instead of, you know, you've seen the traditional movies where some guy goes to jail and there's like a room with all the phones in. You got to kind of wait in line to use the phone and hope a guy gets done with his call so you can go make your call and that kind of thing. Apparently, they just give you tablets now, and then you can just make calls whenever you want to, provided you have enough money to do so, and they're not cheap.
Right.
So, you know, we're talking...
Did you get e-books on that thing, too?
Download the show?
Negative. There is a podcast catcher on the tablet, but Free Talk Live, of course, not included. And, in fact,
right. If I send a transcript in the mail, they might... Throw that away, too.
they might. It's hard to tell. I do know that the podcasts available are very limited. He said there was, like, maybe a dozen. And we all know that there's, like, hundreds of thousands of podcasts. You know what I mean? So
it's in no way connected to the Internet. It's just that it has these podcasts downloaded on it already.
Right. There's a company called Securus, S-E-C-U-R-U-S, I believe. And they have... I don't know if it's a monopoly, but it might as well be. They have the contract for the Federal Bureau of Prisons to provide them all of this stuff at some sort of a cost, and so they do, and they do it poorly because they're not held to any standard that's reasonable in the marketplace. So the phone calls are kind of crappy. The podcasts that they can download and listen to are kind of crappy. The tablet itself, kind of crappy, right? It's not designed to be, you know, a fast and well-dialed-in machine. It's designed to basically eliminate some other need for a physical human being employee.
It's probably also security. I mean, if they let it connect to the Internet, someone will figure out how to hack it. If they allow any podcast in there, right, then you would just set up a podcast to send secret messages and embed it in the podcast somewhere in there and, you know.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, if... somebody had the wherewithal and the time and the gear, you could probably just roll up into the parking lot and do a pirate radio broadcast out of, like, you know, your van or your minivan or something like that, within the legal parameters, right? You're allowed to broadcast AM or FM signal as long as it doesn't go beyond X, look up your own state or, you know, city statutes on
one square
radio
mile.
Broadcast, whatever that is. Yeah. But, like, basically, if you just park in the parking lot and broadcast the show, like, if you were driving by it every day and wanted to just broadcast an hour, you could just roll in, broadcast an hour. I don't know how you'd alert the inmates to, like, what station to tune into, but I bet you that information would get passed around per quick.
That sounds like a really good activism to broadcast Free Talk Live at every prison in America.
at some point there were some people talking about something similar to that, at least trying to get a broadcast within the vicinity of, you know, we'll say all the New England prisons or something like that. There was some thought as to how to do that, and some thought went into that. I don't think anything became of it. I think they were successful at broadcasting to, like, one prison, and then it just never expanded from there because of cost and time, of course. So,
well, I'm trying to broadcast Free Talk Live all over TikTok. So follow Free Talk Live's TikTok at Free Talk Live.
So thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Feel free to call us again. Peace.
And this is what happens when you don't believe in intellectual property.
All the way from Australia. Right? Didn't I sort of do a fake Australian accent earlier? Did I summon the Australian caller by doing so?
Well, the call of the Kookaburra.
You do more accents then.
Let's move over to some non-accented calls. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico.
You know, I was the only nut running around Albuquerque for like 10 days at UNM to get the boat out.
Wait, when you say running around, I'm picturing some sort of a jogging pantsuit. You may be wearing a sweatband. You've got some flyers under arm.
Please don't put those images of Sarah into my head.
Well, I had a handwritten sign with a 243 boat.
Do you prefer the images of her naked house cleaning?
On campus. They thought it was a handwritten pant asking for money.
Pink elephant.
So they had the security kind of check me out. You know, they wanted to see what I was doing.
Did they frisk you?
No, but they kind of read a sign in 243 vote, and then
what does that even mean, 243 vote?
243-8683.
People thought it was
comical, because I'm the only person in Albuquerque with a handwritten sign running, standing on a street corner, running around UNM. I'm like, there's going to be
voting going on. Voting's open now, and they're like, well, you know, they think.
What are you voting for?
They think I'm just comical.
Yeah, what are you trying to get people to vote for? What's the subject?
Well, we have four even number city councilors. Four. So they don't even have a voters guide. They're all gonna just go up and like, what? Who are these people? I don't know any of these people. That's what. And they got five more days. The 7th is the election date, and it's over. So that's where it is.
And then the state wins again.
What? We're just gonna. Okay, there's
you know, voting's got to be a really fun experience for her, because no matter what happens, they will increase the welfare state, they will increase government spending, we will be moved closer to communism.
I thought freedom was winning an hour ago, Lee. Peekless?
Well, it's not winning in the state.
Oh, okay.
That's not where freedom comes from.
Well, got it.
Well, let's ask Sarah. Sarah, where does freedom come from?
You know, freedom is like voting for somebody that you don't know too well because you have to vote that day or you can't vote even you got late. So I guess that's the I think they give you a print you out a so-called a sample ballot. If you go there, I'm trying to get everybody to go in. At least they'll print you out a sample ballot. You go home and maybe come back 3 days later or come back on the 7th election day and vote for something that you kind of look into. You know,
there you go. See, Sarah believes that freedom comes from voting.
Wow. Sarah, that's terrible. Freedom doesn't come from voting. Freedom is an inherent thing that you have based on the fact that you exist. It's a condition of your existence, should you decide to exercise it.
Well, and the experience of freedom comes from each other. Not as members of a government, but as members of a community.
Yeah, I don't know. Just what I'm concerned about is District 6. They got about like five candidates. So if I'm a Democrat, three of them split the vote.
No.
We might wind up as a Republican.
You're a Democrat?
Shocking, isn't it?
Oh, my.
I would have never guessed.
Never in a million years would
she
I
She seems guess. So hard right to me.
Well, I'm a socialist Democrat. I mean, can't you tell? I mean, I like... See, we were...
Do you own three homes and live in Vermont?
Yeah, you don't have a choice for the homeless shelter because you keep up for the library and the community center. You have to, it's all tied
together. Sarah, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Give us a call next time. Hopefully we have more time for you. Thank you to all of our callers, all of our listeners. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Peakless Mountaineer, for joining me here tonight. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.